Hello and welcome back to the Daily Mishnah. We're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Shabbos. So we began last time by explaining that you can't light Shabbos candles with oil that has to be burned, namely with Truma that became Tabei, that as a general rule has to be burned. So what's this all about? So the Mishnah explains that Eimam Ligin B'Shem and Sreifa B'Yom Tov, you can't light oil that has to be burned on Yom Tov because there's a general prohibition of burning Truma that is Tamei on Yontif. So when Friday is Yontif, so oil that is Tamei Truma cannot be used because you'll be violating this prohibition. So therefore, as a general rule, Chazal said, you cannot light your Shabbos candles with Tamei Truma because of the concern that you might come to do it, when Friday is also Yontif, and then it would be a general prohibition. So that's why you cannot light your Shabbos candles with it as a result. And then Rabbi Shmuel says
you can't use itron
because when you use itron as a fuel, it smells disgusting, and that will really take away from your kavod Shabbos, your honoring of the Shabbos. The chachamim matzirin b'chol hashmanim, but the chachamim say all types of oils are allowed: b'shemen shumshmen, sesame oil, b'shemen egozim, nut oil, b'shemen snonos, radish oil, b'shemen dagim, fish oil, b'shemen pakus, some sort of an oil that is some type of a gourd oil. Be'itron, with itron you can use v'neift, and with nafta, what's nafta? That's not a trade agreement, but rather it's some sort of a substance that smells really bad. And again, the rabbis are basically saying anything is allowed, even if it smells terrible. Rabbi Tarfon says, Ein madlikin el b'shem zayis b'lavad. So Rabbi Tarfon has the most stringent opinion, where he says you have to use only olive oil, and indeed many people are careful to only use olive oil, but it is not absolutely necessary, according to the black and white letter of the law, as the Chachamim just explained. Now says the Mishnah further in Mishnah Gimel. So going back to the wicks that we struggle with. So kol ayotze mina eitz im aligimbo. Anything that comes from a tree, any sort of like a tree fiber, is not okay to make a wick out of for your Shabbos candles. Ela pishtan, except for the wick of flax, which is going to be permissible to make your wick out of. And now the Mishnah goes on to talk about other areas where flax could be different. But kol ayotze mina eitz, and any roof that is made of anything that comes from a tree, einu mitamei tumas ohelim, it will not become tamei with tumas ohel, right? With like it's called English, and they refer to it as tent tuma. Any sort of a tumas ohel will not be accomplished when you have a roof that is made out of anything that comes from a tree. Ela pishtan, except for a roof that's made of flax. So when you have a roof that's made of flax, then it will give the ability to have tumas ohel underneath it. And then it says the Mishnah further, psilas habeged shekipla velo hevava. So this is a little complicated, so let's just break this down very simply. So essentially we're talking about over here some sort of a piece of clothing that was rolled up as a wick. Now, when it comes to a piece of clothing, so in order for it to be considered like a proper piece of clothing, in order for it to be considered something that could be makabel tumah, something that is able to become tumah impure, it has to be minimally 3x3 tfachim. So says the Mishnah again, psilas habeged shekipla velo hevava, when you have a wick that was made of a really small beged, a really small piece of clothing, 3x3 tfachim, and the person twisted it, but they didn't do what's called singeing. They didn't like complete the wick, they just did the roll up of it. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tumeya. So Rabbi Eliezer says, since it was twisted and it wasn't singed, so it's still going to be considered a beged, and therefore it still could become tamei. And the eimah likimba, and therefore as a result, it's not permissible to be used to light your Shabbos candles because there's a concern that you're going to do something called nolad. You're going to bring it from one state to another state, meaning in this case, you're going to bring it to a state of being able to become tamei, to a state in which it is no longer able to become tamei, and so therefore it's going to be an issue as a result of this concern of nolad. And we're basically led to believe that this really only applies on Yontif, if Friday was Yontif, because again, there's no concern of Nolad on Erev Shabbos, it's just Friday. So if the change happens on Friday, no issue. Unless it's Yom Tov, then it's going to be an issue. So that's when the concern is, and that's when the prohibition is. Rabbi Akiva says to Hora, no. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Tohar, meaning it can't become Tameh because it stopped being a piece of clothing as soon as it was, you know, twisted into a wick. True, you didn't do the singeing process, which would be necessary, but you did the primary process, which is turning it into a wick, making it rolled up. So therefore, it can become Tameh, so therefore, Uma Likimba, according to him, you can light Shabbos candles with this, even on a Friday that is Yontif, because it already has the changed status of no longer being a Begit, so there's no concern of Nolad, no concern of mukta then, and then it's totally okay. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's permissible. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. Have a wonderful day.